muscle.
Yeah, well, these are, they eat them, they sometimes serve them in restaurants on the half shell, and they sometimes, well, a pearl comes from a...
Mussel.
Or an oyster.
Oyster,
yeah,
and mussel.
Yeah, that's, they're all related. Now, this is something that makes a croaking sound, and you find them down in creeks.
A frog?
Yeah, what do you call the great big ones?
Bullfrog.
All right, and the ones that just stay on the ground are called
toad frogs.
And the ones and the little ones that you see after a rain, you might see.
Oh yeah, tree frogs.
All right, and things you use for fishing that you dig out of the ground.
Worms, fishworms.
All right, do you ever call them anything besides fishworms?
No, we just call them fishworms. Some call them earthworms, you know. We always just call them fishworms.
Do you ever call them? What color are they?
Well, they're just a little old pink worm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you ever call them pink worms or red worms?
Red worms, mm-hmm.
And these things have hard shells and crawl along the ground.
Well, I guess that's a terrapin.
All right, and what about the ones that go in the water?
Well, that's turtles.
All right, now, and the ones that bite are called, do they ever have any of those?
And those snapping turtles is all I know.
All right, and the... these little things that you see them in a creek and they kind of move backwards?
Crawfish.
Do you ever call those anything else?
Crawdads?
No. All right. And this is something like a crawfish, although they catch them in the sea. And they're small, about that big, and sometimes they eat them fried.
Crabs?
Well, they're similar to crabs, except these are kind of pink, and sometimes they boil them. And sometimes they fry them.
I don't know.
They have to peel them and...
I've heard them, but I can't think.
Shrimp.
Shrimps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't I describe those? How could I have described that to make it clearer to you?
No. Huh? Yeah, and I lived in... she used to catch them things, she said. They used to get them and eat them.
Uh-huh.
But, and she lived in... I forget where she lived, way off someplace.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, they'd eat them things.
And an insect that flies around a candle.
Camouflies.
All right, and one that gets into your clothes and.
Moths.
Yeah. Now, what do you call the? What would you call just one of them?
A moth.
Yeah, and these insects that you see at night flying around outside that light up?
Lightning bugs.
And the kind that you saw, I bet you saw a lot of them down at the creek, that these have long swim bodies and they fly along sometimes close to the water. They have thin wings.
We call them snake feeders.
Yeah, and now what kinds of stinging insects are there around here?
Well, there's wasps and there's honeybees. There's hornets, yellow jackets.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I reckon. That stings you.
Now, have you seen all of these?
Yeah, I've
seen them. How big is a hornet in relation to a wasp or a yellow jacket?
Oh, a hornet's a big round, plumpy thing, and a wasp is a long thing, like that thing you seen there yesterday evening.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was that red and blue one was a wasp.
Yeah, that was some kind of a wasp one like I'm talking about though.
Mm-hmm.
And then the yellow jacket is smaller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, how about the nests that they live in?
Oh, a hornet builds a big long nest, you know. I don't know, like a top of a man's hat.
Uh-huh.
And yellow jackets build their nest usually in the ground, just
uh-huh.
like honeycomb.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like where a beast puts honey in.
Uh-huh. And then, and do they all sting? All three
yes,
of them?
Yes, they all sting.
Now, which is the worst, would you say?
Oh, I wouldn't, a wasp.